We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First concert you ever went to?
It's either Britney Spears or NSYNC. One of those two. What are you laughing at?
Nicky Delmonico, that was awesome. What a great question, and what a lot of laughs to try to remember your first concert and where you were and what
fun.
You did.
It was a fun exercise this morning.
It was. It was a good laugh, and it was thanks to that White Sox broadcast, so thanks to them, and thanks to everyone. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, it means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin for all of his hard work, and thanks to Ray for being Ray. Thanks to Kevin for not being here. And thanks to Adam for his hard work as well. So we've got, Lone Star. We've got Ray. What was yours again?
Juvenile.
Juvenile. Yeah.
That was my first concert.
And what was the song?
Back That Ass Up.
Yeah, Back That Ass Up. And Dustin, Justin is, of course, Neil Diamond. What
else? Of course. What else?
And David Madonna.
Madonna.
Your girl.
Yeah.
And I was the Super Bowl of... the first concert I went to... It was the Super Bowl of Rock, which I misnamed the World Series of Rock, which I actually think was called the Stanley Cup of Rock. But let's not get into it.
I thought you were more
of a... It was some championship of rock.
You were World Cup of Rock.
World Cup of Rock. Really, that would be more appropriate. Yeah.
I think I was 15 or 16. The first one I really remember, not like a children's music concert.
The Wiggles.
Was... at the Aragon Ballroom.
Ballroom.
Seeing the Violent Femmes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And the opener was Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, how weird.
Dwight Yoakam opened for the Violent...
Correct. And the Violent Femmes fans did not appreciate Dwight Yoakam's music, and they were throwing tubs of beer at the stage.
And they might like it better if they slept together.
And Dwight Yoakam's... guitarist was flipping off the crowd like double bird, and they cut it short because he was giving the finger to everybody who was throwing beer at him, and then because they just wanted the Violent Femmes. And that was after we left my cousin's car. He parked like under the L tracks, and sitting on his car were four like total skinheads with the Doc Martens and the chains and and everything. We're like, oh no. And we walked up to the car and right, exactly. So I'm thinking, the area is bad area. I mean, what do we do? Right. Like excuse us, but here's what was funny. They were unbelievable. Like, oh, is this your car? Oh, I'm sorry. They couldn't have been, we're thinking they were going to get beaten up by chains and bricks, and they really couldn't have been more polite. We ran into the really polite gang of skinheads.
What was your
My older cousin, who's like 10, 11 years older than I am. He took me and my brother to a Blink-182 concert, which I think was at Ravinia. And we wanted to go. We weren't really into – I wasn't really into the concert scene. I don't do well with crowds. I love the whole music thing, but I don't do well in them. But we went, and we get there, and we find out that the reason my cousin Pete wanted to take us was because Bad Religion opened up for him. And he was like a hardcore ska punk guy back in college in the 90s. And we went to go see Bad Religion. So they opened, and they put on a show. I mean, they were top to bottom better than the show Blink-182 did. And Ian and I are a couple of songs through. You know, they did, whatever it is, what's my name, what's my age again? And we look at my cousin, we're like, is Bad Religion coming back or what? Like, can they play? Can we hear American Jesus again? Like, that was a show, man.
Go back to the you don't do well in crowds.
I'm just not it's got to be a really good concert. Like, I have to really want to be there.
Concerts or games or both?
Concerts.
What is it about crowds?
There's an anxiety that comes around. Okay. I don't know, just being
too many people bumping into you.
Too many people.
When he said, I don't do well in crowds, I pictured you like headbutting people as you walk through.
Like that's
taking swings at people, kicking them.
See, that's the funny part. That's the
kind
of stuff.
Unless there's a crowd.
That's you. You're projecting.
That's the kind of music we were into, too, in high school. Like, we kind of into the ska punk stuff. We played in like a bad ska band.
Is there a mosh pit for that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, somebody will start a mosh pit at some point, and it'll be the guy who got kicked off the JV football team that got into ska music, and he's there in the middle of the thing throwing elbows around, and then somebody's got to go, stop doing that. And then that doesn't stop anything.
I was at a Pogues concert, and there was like a mosh pit that was created, and this guy was so terribly inebriated or whatever that he couldn't stand up. And so, like, he literally was just kind of grabbing onto people. The guy, like, he grabs my shoulder, and I throw him off of me. He turns around. There's, like, this young girl standing there. He just kind of grabs her. Oof. Doesn't go well. Her sister steps forward. Whap! Punches this guy right in the face. Dropped him with a right, straight overhand right. And it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen at a concert. It was like, oh my God, did you see what
he keep from getting trampled in the mosh pit?
He just was stretched out there. No one seen. They kind of danced around him. But he had it coming.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But did you guys see that, speaking of people dropping people, did you see the Easter Bunny
video? Yes. Orlando.
Yes.
Easter Bunny. Did you see this? Down in Orlando?
With the Easter Bunny. In Orlando, at least.
Some guy was inebriated and spit on a woman. Is that what happened?
Something like that.
Yeah, passing by.
This guy in this Easter Bunny costume jumps in.
He stayed in costume. He didn't tear off his head.
No.
He stayed in costume.
And he beat the hell out of this guy.
He administered justice is what he did.
That was one angry hair.
That bunny had to be pulled off of.
Yes.
And he had the bunny outfit on. So I would imagine there's a little bit of padding, so he can't really get hit back. And bam,
Was that the same bunny that was with the president earlier? Is that the same one?
No, it wasn't a Playboy bunny. No, this was an actual person in a bunny suit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Have you seen the movie Donnie Darko?
Yes. That is a messed up film.
Yeah, it's a favorite of mine. It is terrifying, and it involves some rabbit imagery that's really, really, really scary.
Rabbit imagery?
And Jordan Peele actually talked about it. Have you seen Us yet?
No.
Okay. I definitely see that movie. But
I've seen This Is Us and cried.
There is a rabbit theme throughout Us. In interviews, Jordan Peele is just talking about that he finds rabbits absolutely terrifying. He just thinks that there's something about them that's inherently frightening, inherently scary.
Mr. Bunster, he's afraid of?
It's
huge, sharp, pointy teeth.
He explains why, having to do with the fertility and the unstoppability of some of that stuff. But it's a thread of the movie that it's something I didn't at one point find scary, but now because of those two movies, I do. Like made it
people
bad.
Are terrified of clowns more than anything else.
That makes perfect
creepy.
Sense.
Clowns are creepy.
Who likes clowns?
Clowns are creepy.
They're dead eyes. You know,
didn't that become a big thing like recently, like a couple of years ago? People are walking around.
I don't think just recently. Yeah, I think every couple of years.
Yeah, no, this was during the Florida bath salt thing. Remember when everybody in Florida was doing bath salts and like wandering around highways like zombies?
Eating people's faces.
They were doing that. They were doing the face eating. And then that kind of fell out of vogue, and then they kind of all started dressing
Florida
like
man
clowns
eats face.
Or something
yeah,
like that.
Wouldn't you think,
Florida man?
Wouldn't you think that bath salts would relax you?
turns out if you smoke them,
right?
Not
if you actually
so much.
Take the bath in them, maybe fine. But actually, you know, eating them probably not.
It's all how you use them. What
Florida men will be talking about today?
Well, today we're going to have a New York man in Joe Sheehan at 10 o'clock, midday midway at 10:20, James Fegan on the White Sox at 10:40. And the second edition, we had a rip-roaring start to Who's Your Guy yesterday, and we will do it once again today as we are ticking off the scouting reports of the various potential Bears and others. It so happened one of the first names we got was Jace Sternberger,
a tight end prospect,
who Dane Brugler projected as the 87th overall pick.
Who has the 87th overall pick?
Right,
I couldn't tell you.
But you couldn't be more right about Adam Shaheen. It's nothing.
It's not even to be determined. It's thus far
disappointment.
The decision he makes to try and juke a 5'6" Avante Maddox instead of truck stick him in a playoff game is inexcusable. Joe's when you're that guy, that size with that guy, it doesn't make any sense.
In the same draft, you took a big guy from a tiny school and you took a tiny guy from a tiny school. And the tiny guy is used to being the smallest guy on the field and had to adapt to the significantly bigger players. But he could do it because he's done that his whole life. The big guy who's used to dominating at the smaller school has struggled to learn to dominate the bigger man at the bigger level.
That's a tiny guy.
It might take him another
maybe
it takes him longer to figure that out.
The tiny guy also stayed healthy. Which is big.
That's true.
But again, because he's running around people. He's not taking clean shots. The big guy is actually trying to run over little guys.
Sounds like a children's book. The tiny guy and the big guy.
And I couldn't agree with you more on Burton. It just that thing weirded me out.
Listen, we had a caller who asked about it, and I said, yeah, I'm not sold on him because of that. It was just, I didn't like that he didn't throw the Philly special, but that's okay.
I didn't like
the locked up groin.
Woke up Saturday and my groin was completely locked.
We had no explanation for what he said. His body responds to threats by locking up.
Yeah.
Like he's a Venus flytrap.
Yeah,
he typed in the password too many times. I mean, he just locked up. Come on. You can't get in.
It's completely locked.
It's going to delete itself.
That sounds like something that Carlos Zambrano would do when he was on the computer typing in the password too
right?
many times.
Yeah, I still to this day don't understand the explanation of what that injury, quote unquote, was or is, or to what it's related, and where the body and mind kind of create things that are real, I guess, in his body. But I don't trust it.
Yeah, it's worrisome.
Started feeling a little bit more stiff.
All right, guys.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.